Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love you guys.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Bellinger with the biggest hit of his career.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Doug Emhoff, the first ever second gentleman of the United States. How nervous are you for Game 5?
This is the one thing where the vice president, my wife, Kamala Harris, is very serious about her San Francisco Giants.
Check swing. It is ruled a swing.
Earlier on the show, MLB on TBS broadcaster Ron Darling, ESPN host and commentator Bomani Jones. Coming up, Titans running back Derrick Henry. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Hour number three on the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Lots of breaking news out of the world of sports, certainly the NFL in terms of the injury report. Christian McCaffrey has missed his second straight practice with a hamstring injury that appeared to be earlier in the week. Well enough to get him on the field this week. He went from hopeful, according to Matt Rhule, that he'd be in this week to 50-50 middle of the week. And for the second straight day, he's not on the practice field. Nick Chubb has already been ruled out for the Cleveland Browns in a huge Week 6 contest between the only undefeated, remaining undefeated team in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals, who acquired Zach Ertz at the tight end position earlier today. But because Ertz already played last night and scored a touchdown last night for the Philadelphia Eagles, he is not available for the team this Sunday when they visit Cleveland, minus Nick Chubb. So these are big news, big pieces of news going on in the NFL, and we'll keep an eye on everything that is breaking right there. We've got Derrick Henry from the world of the Tennessee Titans coming up. We had Josh Allen on yesterday, and what a great conversation we had with the, you can't say he's the blooming star. I mean, he is a superstar in this league right here and right now. And he is the quarterback of the Bills, team that just beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who they lost to in the AFC Championship game. So we're already putting them at the top of the flow chart in the AFC right now. And they're taking on a Tennessee Titans team that once upon a time lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. And we put them at the top of the flow chart as a team last year that had an opportunity to knock off the Chiefs, and they didn't even win a playoff game. Now here they come, hopefully as healthy as they can possibly be on a Monday night, and Derrick Henry's going to join us. And Derrick Henry, I'm going to ask him about this.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the nickname.
Oh, okay. Because I'm ready
for
that.
In a second, before we get to phone calls and then your big-ass grab bag, TJ. This I got to ask you about. He is on pace. Now, John Walsh, the creator of SportsCenter, essentially, the grandfather of SportsCenter. He didn't create it, but he was the one who was fashioning the modern-day SportsCenter that so many people loved when I was on it back in the day. He hated the on-pace stuff because, right, you know, anything can happen to knock somebody off the pace, or on-pace is just, you know, an anomaly because so much has happened in a few short game span, or in the NFL, week span. That said, he is on pace for 483 rushing attempts this year, which would obliterate Larry Johnson's 407 rushing attempts when the Kansas City Chiefs rode him. And Eric Dickerson's rushing yards record, he's on pace to break that. Chris Johnson's record, not only overall, but for that franchise in Tennessee, scrimmage yards record, he's on pace to obliterate that. In the first five games, he's had 156 touches for the Titans this year. Nobody's ever had that. That's a record for the first five games in the history of the NFL. And he's had 145 carries in five games. Only O.J. in 1975 behind the Electric Company in Western New York had more through five games. So he's averaging 29 carries per game right now.
That is just so much.
So
not good.
I don't know how to ask a player – you know, are they giving you the ball too much? But I will do that. I'll attempt to do that. And then attempt to say how he keeps on doing it and doing it well.
Hello.
Yeah, a phrase I picked up from my colleague on SportsCenter back in the day.
Wow.
And how he's continuing to perform at this level without the dreaded diminishing returns at the running back position. I've pointed out, like, he is the diminisher. He's not diminishing returns. He's just diminishing your returns.
The one who diminishes.
He is the one who diminishes. Yes. And I'm going to, after years of trying to name Matt Ryan the Mattrel.
Now we've moved on.
And giving those sloppy seconds to Matthew Stafford. And he rejecting that out of hand. And then trying to nickname Patrick Mahomes the Patrel because he was Showtime Mahomes on that Monday night game. And he rejected that. That caused me to return to the Mattrel multiple times to Matt Ryan, who has told me to move on. I'm now going to attempt this one.
Like your chances.
Let's do it. That's coming up. You have your big-ass grab bag ready?
I'm ready.
Good. Get ready, because I want to take a couple calls, and then we'll get to it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Almost got me there.
No, I'm sorry. My bad. But, you know, people have been waiting for quite some time. Let's go to Kathy in Philadelphia, one of our favorites. How are you, Kathy? Uh-oh. You there, Kathy? Put her back
Can you hear me?
I can. Yay!
Yay!
What up?
How are you, Kathy? What's going on?
I'm wonderful. I'm not calling to brag about my Bills because, you know, Rich, when you do what you're supposed to, you don't brag. And when a good team beats a bad team, you don't brag.
Look at you. Don't spike the football.
You're just on to Tennessee. but I want to pivot for just a second to something that you guys have been talking about during the week, NCAA rankings. Mm-hmm. And I would like to submit a rule change.
Okay.
And I know RES Consulting has the elbow grease to get this done, which is why I'm submitting it to you, Rich.
Thank you so much.
Let's eliminate preseason rankings. And here's my reason for it. It's not based on reality. It's based on how well somebody thinks last year's team will do this year.
Right.
So we end up with saying things like, well, Alabama should be number one because when they beat Miami, it was a quality win at the time. So when Alabama loses to an unranked team at the time, granted it was A&M and not, you know, Appalachian State, they don't get knocked out of the top 10. They're in the top 5, which really shouldn't happen. And I have no skin in the game. I subscribe to TJ's hierarchy of fandom.
Yes.
In that I have teams that I root for, so none of them will ever be in the top 10. So really, it's no skin off my back. But it should be based on this year's current play. Not they were number 5 going in, so they're only going to drop down to number 10.
Well, I think in a way, Kathy, no, let me just jump in here. First of all, normally at RES Consulting, we require a PowerPoint presentation. But for you, we'll just make that exception.
And payment up front.
Secondly, and payment up front, yes. But secondly, normally that does sidetrack, a way that that would properly rank schools. But I think the level of play right now has kind of nailed it. You know, even if we just waited to say now, a month and a half in the season, to do your first rankings, that we just go for the first month without a single rank, right? I think we'd kind of nail it right now with Georgia 1, Iowa 2, Cincinnati 3. I mean, the fact that Iowa's 2 and Cincinnati's 3 right now, I think does give credence to the actual action that we've seen.
I agree. My caveat to that is that Penn State should not be ranked lower than Alabama because Penn State had a quality loss, whereas Alabama lost to an unranked team.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I don't think we're too far off. And Alabama, you know, gets the benefit of the doubt because you could see who they're putting on the field and the talent they're putting on the field.
Right.
You know. And that you know that even if they do get got like they did this past week, when push comes to shove and the whole country is going to be tuning in to a college football playoff game, you're going to get a game. They're not going to have the doors blown off them. Manny in El Paso, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Manny? How are you?
Gentlemen, how are we all doing? And a special hello to Mr. Fella. I never had a chance of greeting him.
There you go.
What's up, Manny?
Pilot.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Manny?
Well, I'm trusting on the word of the Rich Eisen Show Council here. My wife and I had the discussion of a button-up, button-down topic. She says button-up. I say button-down.
Because, you know, Manny, you put on a button-down shirt. the button down shirt. It's a button. I've never heard button up shirt before in my entire life, honestly, ever.
Well, the discussion ended up with she calling everyone crazy on the show, including myself. My dad always said it's a button. It's you start at the top, so you don't miss any buttons on the way down.
Correct.
And if you button all the way up, you better wear a tie. Chris Brockman is the only person that I can think of that can pull off that look. But I want to discuss other fashion faux pas. Grown men wearing jerseys over dress shirts at games. I don't know what's going on there, or I don't know who told them that was good.
Right.
Another one, flat bill hats. They need a little bit of a bend. How are they going to block up a song when it's flat, completely flat? I don't like that.
That's a very
the last one.
Federline was always the king of that that straight lid, Federline. Right? Federline. Okay. What else? Sorry, man.
The last one, mixed shoe brands. You cannot wear Nike shoes with Adidas socks or hoodies or vice versa.
I will.
And lastly.
Okay, yeah.
Lastly, Mr. Brockman, I'm sorry. Yesterday, Sam and Dallas said you need to stand your ground, and I agree. You chose your colors, you chose your teams before you met Cage's mom. However much bedlam happens between the Braves and the Red Sox possibly playing the World Series, I agree, and I got three words for you in case things get bad. Makeup, sex.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Gentlemen, let's watch some sports.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Manny. Those are three words that have never been said on the Rich Eisen Show.
Never been.
Is Sarah, was Sarah, she retweeted our conversation yesterday saying, you know, let's get through the ALCS and NLCS first at Rich Eisen. Is she cool with our conversation? Or
she thought it was very funny.
Okay, good.
It was very funny.
Well, I know she's...
But
comedy aside, I mean, she's the comedy expert.
Of course.
So
I doubt we're going to the games. This week, though.
All right. Are you ready? That was Manny's big ass grab bag right there.
Yeah, that was
that ended with a resounding thud. Let's get to TJ's top five, aka TJ's big ass grab bag here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now you can hit it.
Holler at your boy.
Wow, there we go. Look at that. You got the music now, though, feller? There we go.
The soothing
sound. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Rich. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? It's TJ here. And to quote Goldie in the blaxploitation classic, The Mac, let's rap a taste. Last weekend, we saw Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury have a great, one of the great heavyweight fights of all time. And pretty much completed their trilogy, right? I doubt we'll see another battle between these two. And that got me to thinking of best sports trilogies.
Oh.
So I dug deep into the big ass grab bag and I pulled out TJ's top five sports trilogies, okay?
Okay.
And I could have done all boxing for this, just to let you know, but we got to switch it up some. All right, so coming in at number five, you know I got to throw some wrestling in there. And I could have went to 1989, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat against Ric Flair. They had a trilogy, one of the all-time greats, but I didn't. I went with Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock.
Yeah,
nice. WrestleMania 15, 17, and 19, the
Look
two biggest stars maybe
there.
Of all time in wrestling. They went at it. Austin 2-1 in terms of victories over The Rock in their WrestleManias, and also Stone Cold Steve Austin's last match ever. Lost to The Rock in WrestleMania.
A good one.
So coming at number four, I do go boxing, and I'm going to give you Arturo Gatti versus Irish Mickey Ward. 30 of the greatest rounds of boxing you'll ever see. These two men just, I mean, if you've never seen them, just pick one and watch it. Three of the greatest fights ever. I could have really put Marco Antonio Barrera versus Eric Morales in there.
Not Mickey's best look on the screen right
there. Definitely not. Barrera versus Morales could have made it. It didn't. I went with Gatti and Ward. Coming in at number three.
Yes.
As far as I know, I didn't double check this, but I'm pretty sure these are the only two teams to ever play three times in the Super Bowl. We're going with the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowl 10, Super Bowl 13, and Super Bowl 30.
Okay.
Two of the great franchises of all time. Lynn Swann made two of the greatest catches of all time in one half of football. You have the Jackie Smith dropping the touchdown pass. You know, you have the Cowboys finally getting their revenge in Super Bowl 30. It's all there. That's number three in my top
That's
five sports
one.
Trilogies.
Okay.
Coming in at number two, these two men, they say single-handedly saved the NBA. And since the NBA is my favorite sport, I got to say thank you to them. And those two men are Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. The Lakers and the Celtics met three times in the NBA Finals, 84, 85, and 87. The Lakers taking two out of the three. Two of the all-time greatest basketball players of all time. They defined the 80s in terms of basketball. They did save the sport. And, you know, Lakers-Celtics, what can you say? The probably the best trilogy in basketball
32 and 33.
Yeah.
Right there.
Now, coming in at number one, everyone needs a foil. If you have a hero, you need a villain, right? If you have a good guy, you need a bad guy. You need a foil, someone to challenge that person. Now, I don't know which one of these two was the good guy and which one of them was the bad guy. I just know that for 41 rounds, these two men put on some of the best boxing that this world has ever seen. And I'm talking about my idol, Muhammad Ali, and Smoking Joe Frazier. You had the fight of the century in 1971, the picture we're seeing here. We have the Super Fight 2 in 74, and then we have the Thrill in Manila in 1975. Ali took this trilogy 2-1. Like I said, 41 rounds of some of the greatest boxing of all time. And that is TJ's top five sports trilogies, and I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say.
Nice.
Big ass grab bag. I'm glad you didn't do all good. Boxing like because that. It's that a good. Grab bag.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
glad
have,
that you mixed it up.
Yeah.
I can't, I mean.
I thought you were going to say maybe Batman versus Joker.
Well, I do have the Joker shirt on today. But
and the shoes.
He just went sports trilogies. I mean, Batman and Joker didn't like.
They only went.
Put on the gloves. They didn't touch the gloves.
Well, on the TV show.
Yeah. Joker wasn't much of a fighter.
TV show, Jack Nicholson versus
Michael
Keaton. Yeah,
I mean, it's a grab bag, but I think Cesar Romero's Joker is a little bit too much for the grab bag.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because next thing you know, you're going to go Vincent Price egghead, and then we're off the rails.
All right. That's
literally like we are right now.
That's a good point.
So I can't fault you for any of that. Obviously, you are the wrestling aficionado here.
Yeah.
Stone Cold versus The Rock is,
good one.
I mean, two big stars.
Real two,
you can't get any bigger star than The Rock right now.
Yeah.
Mickey Ward and Gotti. I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah. Like I said, it could have been Eric Morales and Marco Antonio.
I mean, there's no
Fury Wild.
Baseball. Is there any baseball? There's no trilogy
really
in baseball,
think.
Right?
I know, like,
Yankees Dodgers of the 70s and the 80s. That the 77 World Series and the 78 World Series and the 81 World Series.
Yeah, that's true.
Is a good one.
The didn't Yankees the A's took two and the Reds of the three. A few times in the World Series.
Bob Welch striking out Reggie in the 81 World Series, and Reggie going yard three times in the 77 World Series, and then throwing the butt out. I think that was the 78 World Series. What else can you?
Steelers, Cowboys.
Got UFC fights.
Yeah, like I said, I could have done all combat sports, and maybe later on I'd do that. But I wanted to just.
What do you mean later on? Like on your own free time, or
I mean, I could, you know, I got a lot of these to do. I might do another one.
Later. Oh, you mean in a subsequent grab bag.
At a different date is what I guess I meant to say.
Okay,
because you're not going to give me another 6 minutes. You know, what do you, before noon.
What is? I don't understand where that comes from.
Well, because the show's almost over. That I think you take.
Oh, you mean today? You
yeah. Were I'm just saying the all show's right. Almost over. That's why I'm not going to get another 6 minutes.
All right. Yeah, today you're not.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Like The Price is Right, we have some nice parting gifts for you.
That popcorn maker is delicious, guys.
We'll do. Okay, let's take a break. Derrick Henry, people. Derrick Henry, the Diminisher, a.k.a. King Henry. One of the best ever. That's true. Coming up next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Before we get to Derrick Henry, as always, TJ, your big-ass grab bag has a ripple effect to it. Once you open it up and pop it out.
That was what I was hoping for.
That's what you like to do. You want to stir it up like your grab bag. Daniel in San Diego would like to chime in right here on the Rich Eisen. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. What's your thoughts here on the grab bag?
All right, I'm listening to the grab bag, and I'm having some opinions on trilogy. First of all,
well, I don't know, your phone is a little bit out of whack. Before you start, can you put it to your mouth? What do you think? What do you got for
oh
you?
Yeah, hello, is that better?
Much better. Much better. Yes, keep it there. What's up?
All right, I'll keep it there.
Yes.
So basketball trilogies, first of all, I'm thinking we got the Celtics Lakers in the 80s, 84, yeah. 85, 87.
That's what he said.
What number was that?
That was number two. Two, yes. Two in his grab bag. Two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I missed that because I got excited to call in. My other one was Bulls and Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, that was good because, as you know, they got them before Jordan did, and then they didn't shake hands. Magic and Larry, you know, shot commercials together.
Magic Larry saved the
Pistons, the
NBA,
and the
though.
Bulls just shot looks at each yeah. other. You know what I mean?
Like, they shot elbows and hip checks.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah,
all right,
for sure.
Very good. Thanks for the call.
The only reason why it wouldn't fit the trilogy is because it had a quadrilogy, if that's the terminology.
I don't know what's the word for it. By the way, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Is it?
I think he just coined a new phrase there. Quadrilogy.
Never heard of that.
Let's trademark that real quick.
I don't know.
What are they? We need to look back after Rocky IV came out. What did they call it?
I don't know.
On too long. That's what they called it. That's what they called it.
Ouch.
Back in the day. All right, everybody. Monday Night Football. I am getting set to host the pregame and halftime for you, as I every single Monday on Westwood One Radio. Excited about this one. Bills coming off of a nationally televised victory in Kansas City. What about at Tennessee? With the Titans loving to burst their bubble. We got Josh Allen on yesterday, and we like to be fair and balanced. Both sides the situation, which is a phrase that drives me crazy in the real world. But in sports, there are two sides.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Is he on the phone right now, Christopher?
Yes, he is.
Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line right now, because we had Josh Allen on yesterday's show. We got to be fair and balanced. So we're going to get one of the best in the business for the Tennessee Titans. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is perennial Pro Bowler and, yes, MVP candidate. He is Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans prior to Monday Night Football against the Bills. How are you, Derrick?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing better for talking to you. I'm doing better. After a Sunday for me, because Derek, you know, not to bore you with the details, I wake up really early and then I broadcast for 4 hours and then I sit up my ass on the couch and I watch football all day. So I'm well versed in talking about it. And then the next day I just, you know, getting up out of bed, I kind of creak a little bit, but I'm also 52. What is it like? Yeah. What is it like for you after a football Sunday, your body, Derek Henry?
After the game?
The next day.
Getting up out of the bed, you know, cracking, sore, and all those good things. But right after, you know, that next day, the recovery starts. So I'm jumping on recovery, trying to get my body back under me, doing everything possible just so I can, you know, get back to feeling, you know, what I need to feel to be ready for the next game and, you know, feeling good during the week.
What is recovery for you? I really would love to know. What is recovery for you?
Everything from, like, cold tub, hot tub, massage, dry needling, ART, stretching, cryo, IV, just everything possible that I can do, I try to do it. Epsom salt, everything.
Epsom salt, I like it. Okay. Because, every little bit counts. I think you know where I'm driving out here. I'm sure you're aware. You are on pace, and this isn't just because it's a 17 game regular season now, Derrick Henry. You're on pace to break Larry Johnson's attempts record, Eric Dickerson's rushing yards record, and Chris Johnson's scrimmage yards record. You're being used a lot. Do you think you're being used to the way that just the way the game goes, or do you think maybe things need to be dialed back a bit, even for you, Derek?
It's just where the game's been going, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I pride myself on, you know, being the leader and trying to make plays for this team and, you know, just being available, you know, when my number's called and just how the game's been going and, you know, just how it is. But really just taking care of your body and doing the things you need to do just so you're ready for the week after. And, you know, this is how things are going right now, which, you know, I mean, we just beginning of the season is still early. But, you know, just how the game's been going right now. But just really focusing on my body just so I'm ready.
Are you aware nobody's ever had more touches in the first five games of regular season than you this year? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm very aware.
Okay.
Social media keeps you aware of everything nowadays.
Okay. And so the only person who's had more rushes in the first five games of a season was OJ in 1975 when he ran for a million yards. Again, you know, it's just so you feel like you're ready to go. You're ready to go. When it comes against the Bills, it'll just be another game, and 30 carries or 35 touches, so be it for you.
That's what it takes for us to win, and that's what I got to do.
Okay. And what does it feel like in the fourth quarter when you're seeing people maybe start making business decisions for you on the other end of this?
Usually, you know, usually you can feel us in the rhythm and, you know, the line pushing forward and, you know, he finishing runs, getting north and south and, you know, we gaining momentum and, you know, just playing our style of football usually ends up in the end zone. But, yeah, it's just us just, you know, sticking with it and, you know, wanting to finish the game with the ball in our hands and, you know, finish the game with the momentum.
What do you think of when you see somebody who's a corner standing in front of you and you're already through out the gate? What do you think, Derek Henry?
Can't let them tackle you one-on-one. Sometimes, you know, you get tackled and guys go low because I'm a tall guy, which
yes,
understandable, guys try to knife. But usually you get one-on-one with a corner, you kind of don't want to, you know, let them tackle you, especially you one-on-one.
Right. I mean, but at what point do you employ the stiff arm? What's your process there, Derek? What's that one?
I can't give away my secrets, but, you know, it's a
there's a secret to the stiff arm? Because it looks just brute force to me.
It's plenty of videos that, you know, you can go from to kind of, you know, get your answer. No, I'm just kidding. But it just depends on how they approach me and, you know, just watching film on, you know, each opponent that we play and, you know, who their DBs or backers or who they are. And, just, you know, just try to time it perfect and use it as best as I can.
Derrick Henry here prior to Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. To end week six, what about the Bills as a measuring stick for you in this season? You are the only team in your division above 500. You are 3-2. You could start doubling up the number of losses on your win column right now. What about the Bills standing in front of you and what they just did to the Chiefs, Derek?
Yeah, tough matchup. Very sound football team, I think, on all three phases. We know what they have on offense. You know, with explosive play, Josh Allen playing out of his mind right now. They're clicking on all cylinders in the run game as well. You know, receivers, Diggs, Knox is playing good. And their defense, I mean, I feel like they've been together for so long that chemistry is just so strong. And, you know, you see it in their scheme. They play so well together. Then they added great pieces, this year. So they've been playing lights out. So it's going to be a tough matchup, which is all it is when you play them, you know, because they're a great team, got a great coaching staff, a great coach. So it's going to be a tough one.
And what's it been like to be teammates with Julio Jones? I know he's been hurt, but what has he added to the team that you hope to see?
Yeah, just that veteran presence. Guy has a great body of work. Guy that, you know, helps the younger guys, gives advice, comes to work, tries to do whatever he can to get back on the field, you know, going through that right now and just doing whatever he can, to help the team in any way possible. Yep. And, you know, that's why I heard about him. And before I made it to the league, being at Bama, and then, you know, you've seen him, you get to the league and being his teammate, you know, just the type of guy he is.
Yeah, so he's a veteran and he's a fellow Crimson Tide member and he's kind of an OG. So you let him choose what music's played in the locker room, right, Derek? You let him do that?
Yeah. He got it.
Okay, but is there anybody else that you allow to do that? Or is it yours?
I mean, any other vets? We got some. We got a lot of vets in here, so they won't listen to. That's what everybody rolled with.
Okay. But otherwise, it's yours. That's what I heard, actually, that it, you're really in charge of that. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, I might have my own headphones in, but, you know, I'm usually cool with what anybody plays. I mean, I'm in my zone anyway.
Okay. Derek, I'm going to use the real estate that I have remaining with you for something for me, but it really is something for you too, Derek, okay? Because I like, you know, I've known you for a while. I like you. Yes, I really appreciate your your style of play. And so, you know, you have a nickname, right? Is it King Henry? I see what you have on Twitter.
I think that might be my nickname.
But people, do they call you King? Do you ask to be called King, Derek?
No. I don't ask to be called King at all.
Okay, that's right.
So I made a Twitter handle my name in high school, and that's just been what it's been since then. And,
okay,
you know, that's just what it is.
Well, I got one for you. I've got a nickname for you. And certainly, since again, as we established earlier on, that people are concerned of the amount of usage that you have and you're getting, and that, you know, running backs wind up showing diminishing returns. And I don't think you're showing any diminishing returns, and that's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, you are the one who does the diminishing. You're the one who comes downhill and does the diminishing. So I have a nickname for you. You, Derrick Henry, are the diminisher.
I love it.
Whoa!
Should we?
I love it.
Okay, so you understand this means a lot to me, because I've tried a lot to give nicknames to people in the NFL, and they have rejected them.
I love it. I can tell you put thought and time into this nickname, and I definitely appreciate it. Like you said, we've been knowing each other for a long time, and I know that you put a lot of thought into this, and I'm very appreciative.
It comes from the heart. This comes from right in here. You are the diminisher. The diminisher is coming to your town to diminish your chance of winning. You are the diminisher. In the fourth quarter, the diminisher is running downhill. Derrick Henry, yes, right?
But you know what I got to do?
What?
I got to live up to it. That's the only thing. I got to live up to it.
Well,
you gave the nickname. Now it's time to live up to it.
I am not concerned about it. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I am not concerned about it. So let's print up the shirts and the hats and let's go. I'm you can have it. You take it. How does that sound?
All right.
You take it.
Hey, sounds good.
Derrick Henry.
The diminisher.
Say that one more time. I want to hear it. Say it one more time.
The diminisher.
Yes.
Derrick, you have no idea how much you made his day. You have no idea, Derrick.
Oh, boy. Literally, I'm going to stiff arm everybody else that's coming at me. Thank you, Derrick.
Thank you, Derrick Henry.
You do love it. Good. Let's see it. Let's see it on the field. I have no doubt about it. You take care. You know, enjoy the cold tub, hot tub, whatever you're doing. Be well. And we'll chat again soon.
All right. Appreciate you, Rich. Take care.
Right back at you. That's Derrick Henry, the diminisher.
The diminisher.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. At @KingHenry_2, @Last_King_2 on Instagram. What if it's changed to @TheDiminisher by the end of
That would be incredible.
Congratulations, no. Rich.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ.
Should we retire this audio drop now?
I just want to tell you.
Talk to me, man.
This means so much to me right now. That a player hears me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being seen for the first time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been around the NFL for 18 years. I feel like I'm finally being seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that I'm literally being watched all the time on Sundays. But for the first time, I'm seen. Yes!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes! The pinnacle of RES Consulting. Short of us actually hiring a general manager or a coach on behalf of a team, which should happen.
It's coming. There we go.
RES Consulting. Get together. We're banded together.
Unreal.
We have to put Feller in there as Veronica.
That's done so well.
Whoa.
That's a great picture, isn't it?
It is.
Oh,
man. Now, Rich.
Yes,
since you got him to say yes to that.
Yes.
Maybe we should do something like switch up the spelling of diminisher a little, just so we can trademark it. Like, make it the...
I'll leave
like,
it.
Like, Derrick, D-E, D-minisher.
That just something is your, that we can... That is, how about that? I will... That's part of your wing of RES Consulting. That's your silo,
We gotta get
right?
the t-shirts made, Rich.
You Let's know. Go.
Oh, everything. This is great. It's a great Let's day, go. Brockman. You know the best part is? Chris Brockman, who's been very anti your nicknames.
You're on
not,
board.
It's not even a question.
On board.
It's
hold
no
on.
Secret.
You're on board.
Brockman loves this one.
No, hold on a minute. He's not against my nicknames.
Well.
He's, no.
No. Let me speak for you here,
I step
Chris.
Back. I step
no,
back.
No. Chris, deep down, despite that hard demeanor, the masshole image that he loves to project, deep down cares deeply for me.
Of course.
And doesn't want to see me constantly fail.
That, I agree with that. I agree with that.
In a way that is so embarrassing, it splashes mud back onto him.
I get that.
So, yes, I think I have kind of deconstructed your concern over my nonstop attempts at trying to moniker and give monikers to NFL players. My response to that is thank you, but I don't care. I only know one speed.
Right, I know.
And that's the thing. Who I am.
And that's my problem. You don't care, but you should, and that bothers me, and that's a MP.
Right. And that to you is a YP, which is my MP, but I'm just telling you, all of that is gone. Because I have finally been seen, and not just by anybody.
No, not just
one of the best ever. He's on pace to do it all. Bust, jacket, whole thing.
All that. Not the 54th man on the 53-man
roster.
Only
guy out there right now who has a shot to look at Emmett and say, I can.
Tranquilo.
No, it's true. Name me another running back who right now has a chance to look at Emmett and say, I can.
Yeah.
And that guy has seen me, who I am.
He fills you, Rich.
He completes me. The diminisher completes me. I had him at hello with it, too.
And now the diminisher.
This is the greatest.
Prime time on Monday night, Rich.
Oh, yes.
To break out the nickname.
What if he just stampedes the Tatanka? What if he stampedes the Bills? And he steps up to the mic and says, do not call me Derek.
Do not call me King.
Do not call me King. Call me the diminisher.
Oh, my goodness. I pray for that.
Yeah, so do I.
God, if you're listening, help.
Did you say he has a chance to run down Emmett?
Out of anybody currently running right now, anybody who has a realm of a shot of a sniff of an area code, yes, that's what I said. There's nobody else. Who else out there that has a chance to do it? Dude, if he gets 2,000 again this year and then continues to rack him up, and does it for a very long time? I'm not saying it's likely. You tell me another running back in the league right now,
well,
Chris.
Rich, I'll tell you this. Ezekiel Elliott has 336 more yards rushing than Derrick Henry, and they came in at the same time.
Guess who's going to pass him after Monday night against the Bills?
He's going to get three.
The diminisher.
He's the diminisher. Back off. Do not rain on my parade with facts and statistics.
Yeah, how dare we bring facts to this argument?
He sees me.
Derrick Henry has 6,500 career rushing yards. He is age 27.
Okay.
When Emmitt Smith was 27, he had 10,100 yards.
Okay. Well, Chris, we're talking about the greatest running back of all time in Emmitt Smith. So, you know, it's...
I see him. He sees me. And just because you're jealous of that relationship doesn't mean you should bombard me with facts.
You're right.
But, Rich, here's the deal. You're a two-for-two with Tennessee this season.
Well, the Tentastic Four. A.J. Brown liked that after Julio Jones joined him and Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. Yes. He liked the Tentastic Four.
So now we got the whole backfield covered.
You know what? Me and the Titans, we're like this.
We'll take a break. On that bus, Rich.
We'll take a break. Guess who has the chance to put two winning weeks together? Mr. Sneaky Good Games himself. Can he do it?
Let's go.
Let's
Can
go. He
Come on,
follow
baby.
Come on. The momentum.
Come on.
That's coming up next on The Rich Eisen Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We've been spending the last 3 minutes reveling how Derrick Henry sees me. Yep. Now that you're back on the terrestrial radio audience, do you hear me? You may be listening to me, but do you hear me in the same way that Derrick sees me? For who I am. Ira in Washington State. What's up, Ira? What's going on, Ira?
You know, Rich, in the wake of Matty Ice's commercial coming out, yeah, you know, referencing Matty Ice and not the Mattrel, yeah, I just want to congratulate you, Rich
Thank
Eisen,
you. Thank you.
On the Diminisher.
Thank you, from Ira from Washington State. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you know, Brockman,
yeah,
I said this once before, but I'll say it again.
Okay.
Let the hate out your heart.
Yeah.
Let Rich Eisen have his day.
He is. No, he is. He is. He's happy, but the more that I revel in it, the more he's already shying away. That's the Massachusetts
already,
in him.
But
that's
Ira,
the Massachusetts
I know what's coming.
No, that's the Massachusetts in him. That you can't revel in other people's success, including your own. You've got to bitch about something.
Yes.
You're not happy until you're upset.
I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy for it.
Thank you very much, Ira. Thank you for seeing me. You call back, Ira.
Yeah.
Thank you. You call back. Thank you for seeing me. Ray in Illinois wants to chime in on this. Ray, it's a celebration here. How are you where you are?
I'm all right.
Was that a burp?
I'm all right.
You there, right? You there?
You good,
yeah,
Ray?
I'm here.
Okay. What's going on?
Nothing. Who's this?
This is Rich Eisen. You're on the air.
Oh, no kidding. Not to rain on your parade.
Do you hear me, Ray? Do you hear me? That's the question I'm asking people.
Anyway, so I thought of a good name. You've been talking about this Derrick Henry, the Diminisher.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like my accountant name, but I was thinking Derrick Hit 'Em Up Henry.
You know what, Ray? Normally I would accept anybody for doing this, but now you're on my turf. Okay?
My bad.
Derrick sees me. Do you understand?
I know. Well, get him back on and ask him, what do you like better?
Okay, thanks, Ray. Appreciate that. There you go. It's Ray in Illinois.
Hello?
Hello? I'm saying, I know you're listening, but do you hear me? And then I'm like, you're on the air. Like, eh.
Hey,
you called me.
It's like,
you called us.
You called me, man.
It's like Billy and Sydney and White Man Can't Jump listening to Jimi Hendrix.
Oh,
do you hear
man.
It or are you just listening to it?
You know what? Nothing's going to get me down today.
Oh, my God. That was
we got 10 minutes left.
We should get Billy Corgan back on air. Like, can we get the rights to Today is the Greatest?
Well, he should be calling back next week anyways, I would hope. So.
All right. Let's keep this going. Let's keep the momentum going.
Positive vibes.
And in that respect,
positive vibes.
Who went 2-1 last week in sneaky good games?
You know what, guys?
The fact that you went 1 in something, the fact that there wasn't a goose egg on the left side of the dash of your record.
That's a big win.
Was a big win, and yet.
I'm embarrassed. This is terrible.
That was last week.
That was last week.
Smash cut to this week.
Good job, fella.
Money in my pocket.
Sneaky good games. Hit it.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive value.
All right, Christopher, let's go.
All right, guys, you know what? I'm going across the pond.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm going across the pond. Miami's got all these injuries. We don't know if Tua's playing. And if he is playing, do they really believe in him?
Uh-oh.
You know who I believe in?
Urban?
I believe in Trevor Lawrence. And I believe Urban is coming back on the flight home, and I believe in Jacksonville getting points. Let's go. Let's go, Jags.
Okay.
All right, next, Arizona and Cleveland. I think this game's going to be insane. I think it's going to be nuts. Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins practice today. They're all good. I know they've got Chandler Jones is out. That can only mean more offense for Cleveland, and I think this is going to be over 49.5. Big game. Big okay. game in Cleveland.
You know Nick Chubb's not playing, though, right?
But that doesn't matter because Kareem Hunt is awesome.
That's true.
And Baker Mayfield's going to maybe throw for like 3 touchdowns. It's going to be a fun, crazy game.
Okay.
And Dallas and New England, this game's going to be a lot closer than people think. Remember a couple weeks ago when Tampa went in and everyone thought it was going to be the Red Wedding?
Yeah. Do I remember the Brady returns to New England
yeah,
game?
Yeah, remember when we talked about that for a while?
It does spark a memory.
Yeah, kind of. We talked about it for a while. That was a close game.
Rings a bell.
That was a close game in a really tight, fun environment. And I think that's going to be exactly the same Sunday in New England. I'm going under 50.5. Not that many points in this game.
Okay, so you like Jacksonville. Let me ask you this question, because I've picked up on the terms that you've said before.
Yeah.
Money line means just straight up, right?
Money line straight
up. What if it's
up.
A money line? Do you take Jacksonville on said
I
money
think
line?
So. I think I'm going to take Jacksonville.
There's no I think so.
I think Jacksonville wins. So I see them getting 3 points. I think that's free points. I'm going to take it.
Jacksonville beats Miami.
Saves Irvin's job for a week.
Okay. Comes up with the W.
Fun, crazy, high-scoring game in Cleveland.
I agree with you that the Dak at New England is going to be...
I think Bill's going to dial up some defense.
I think it's going to be a tight one.
Dial up some defense in this game.
Do you think the Patriots win outright?
I don't.
Okay. There we go.
But like a 21-17, something like that?
Boy, this is just... I'm like seriously on cloud nine right now. When you told him that you have no idea what you've done for him, he really has no idea.
No, he has none.
Oh, he's probably in the cold tub somewhere just like saying, I got to get ready. You know?
Epsom salt. By the way, that is an old school way to soak Epsom salt.
I know. That is old school. By the way, on Sunday Night Football, let's just hit that. Let's do this for our friends here on NBC and NBC Sports on Peacock. Sunday Night Football. It is Seahawks against the Pittsburgh Steelers, baby. This is a big one. 2-3 versus 2-3. The winner of this game gets back to 500, and the loser of this game is not. So you could do the math. But it is Geno Smith getting the start for Seattle. Will Seattle just keep on keeping on with Geno and whatever? Will they let Geno cook? Hashtag. And how will Big Ben look? TJ Watt going for DK Metcalf and the rest of that team Sunday night. 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. So that is a big one right there. I'll be back on NFL Game Day morning, Sunday morning. Nice. Got that going on. Nice. Back in the mix. Me, Mooch, Kurt, Nerv. That'll be good. Back on it. Very exciting.
Did you all text him last Sunday?
We did not. I did not. We all just went our separate ways.
Rich woke up late.
Dude, I woke up at 8 in the morning on Sunday last week.
Wow.
Oh, it's amazing.
And you usually get up at what, 4?
For Sunday morning?
Yeah, for Sunday.
Yeah, 4.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. I was +4, man. +4. Amazing.
Susie texted me.
What did she say?
Make it stop.
Did she use the hashtag?
No.
Okay.
I got an oh Lord
you
text
know
from
what?
Susie.
She's just upset that somebody else sees me.
Oh, Lord.
Nobody's going to get me down.
Not
you
even
know what's
going
to stop it? The end of the show.